Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Liz and Lex. We're back in studio this week, and I just told Alex that I have a gift for her.
Thank you.
I bought this for you when I was supposed to go to your house for your housewarming, and then got sick and canceled.
I'm scared.
There's two things. There's one little small thing, and then there's that.
Oh, I love this.
So, okay. I have opinions. Like,
okay.
I was like, I don't want you to think I think you need to heal because the book says healing through words. But I
chapter
love
one, hurting.
Stop. But I love a workbook. And it's a workbook for all different like facets of things.
No, I love this. I do my like gratitude journal every single morning with the prompts.
I did a workbook and it literally changed my life. And it's just like therapy in a book. And I was like, I feel like you're into self like reflection like me.
I am.
And I was like, this is it's also just beautiful to like put on your coffee table.
I know. Thank you. Wait, I can't look at this now.
And then there's something really small in there as well.
Is it chai?
Chai, are you in here?
What is this?
It's just, you'll see. It's small. It's like so small.
I'm so nervous.
I got myself one too. It's just a little heart.
Aw, thank you.
Like when I did my money manifestation, I like put it next to like the money.
Oh
and
my
just
God.
Like good vibes.
It's good vibes. It's love. I'm calling in love.
Yeah, and like also they say that when you get a new apartment, you're supposed to like put things through the door. Like walk things through the door that you want to like achieve.
Ooh,
so like
love.
You could like walk love in.
I also saw this thing yesterday on TikTok, this like cleansing thing you can do, and it's like put cinnamon and lemon and whatever in a bowl, and it's like a monthly cleansing ritual.
That was like for the money thing had cinnamon in it.
Because it was like blow cinnamon through your house. I was like, okay. I mean, I'll do anything once.
No, same. I mean, I blew that cinnamon right through my door, like fully. But that's why I was like, I love a workbook. Like it's so
good. No,
thank you. But
I appreciate that.
Hi everyone. Welcome back.
Hi. Alyssa here, just jumping in to tell you really quickly that I created a wish list on Macy's.com. For you guys to shop all of my fashion, beauty, shoe, accessory picks. I really hand curated every single thing. So if you want to wear some of the outfits that I wear or just get some inspo for summer fashion, you could click the link in my bio and it will take you to my wish list where I hand selected and curated all of my favorite things just for you guys. And just so you know, Macy's is having their lowest prices of the season, April 9th to April 14th. And you could shop everything in store or online. I recommend you shop online so you could use my wish list and handpick everything. But there will be 20 to 75% off home and luxury. Luggage, 40 to 60% off women's clothes, shoes, and handbags, and 50 to 60% off men's suits, shoes, ties, and more. So again, don't forget, it's always in the link in my bio on Instagram and TikTok and here on YouTube, and you could shop all of my picks.
So we are going to have a little quickie today, but we still have so much to chat about. We'll do a little catch up and then we will talk through this week's topic, which is dating.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about some pop culture, obviously.
Okay. Tell me about Palm Springs and your week.
So
first of all, I haven't seen you in so long. It's so nice to be
here.
It's so
nice.
I feel energized and ready to go.
I know. It actually does really help with your day when you like work from home and you're alone to see someone.
I know.
It really does energize. Yeah. So Palm Springs, my best friend, Jill from New York, was in town. And she was actually in Palm Springs for work. So her boyfriend flew in to meet her there for the weekend.
Okay.
She like extended her trip. So she was like, if you and Sean are like nearby, come through. Because Sean's new place is like an hour outside of Palm Springs.
Oh, nice.
But I'm not allowed to bring chai to his place, which is kind of annoying. So I had a house sitter come here for the weekend. And little chai was with her. And then I went to Sean's Friday night. And then Saturday morning, we drove down to Palm Springs. I booked a hotel last minute on Hotel Tonight, which like I always do that because it's like such cheap deals.
Really? I've used that app. Like I've seen it, but I've never booked on it.
Do you know I use it? I booked it like in 8 countries. Like they said something like, this is your 8th city.
What?
Or like I've used it in Portugal. I've used it in the most niche places because they like put their hotels by like Luxe, Basic, Solid, and then there's users leave pictures.
Oh.
And it's really good with last minute deals. So like you could book a few weeks in advance, which
I
did.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that night.
I thought that's what it was. It was like this block gets released.
But if you do it that day, it's way cheaper. So if you're like,
I am not. No. My Virgo ass is not like, I'll do it last minute.
So I booked it like 2 weeks before and all the hotels were so expensive because it was Easter weekend. Mm. And I saw this one, it was like $250. So I'm like, that's doable. It had a pool. It was really nice, new and clean.
Yeah, the pool looked cute. Your pics look cute.
So we had a great time. So Sean and I went to Palm Springs. We went out to dinner. Ironically, his friends were in town. So we hung out with them.
Nice.
For like beverages, like pre-dinner cocktails. Cockies. And then we hung out with Jill and Jared for dinner. And then the next day, Jill, the event that she was working for work was a golf tournament. So we got to go.
Oh my God, it looked really cute. Yes, I did watch all of this play out.
Yeah, and Sean and I were just saying, like on the way home, he was like, I feel like I've been there for 10 years and it was one night. And I'm like, same. And it actually made me realize how much of like a mental break I actually was able to take not being in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt the same way. We were like, we actually feel like we had a weekend.
Yes. I think there's two factors to that. Like, number one, Palm Springs is like you enter a vortex and everything just like slows down. Everything closes early.
I was in Don't Worry, Darling.
It's just like you're in this other, in this other world, and I feel like you can genuinely slow down. But I agree with you about like being out of your space. Like even this weekend, I didn't do anything on Saturday night, but like I'm like in the space that I live and work. So like I was like on my laptop doing tinkering with emails, and I'm like, that's not a real break.
And that's what I do.
Yes.
And I realized how nice this was. You know what you could do? Since you're a planner like me, yes. But on like a Saturday morning, look at like a Saturday night Palm Springs hotel for cheap.
I know.
And grab a girlfriend and take the drive.
You know where I want to do that is like Malibu, like going to Surf Riders for
Laguna.
A night. Yeah.
Like, and just because I actually felt like I was able to unplug. It was really nice. Like, we both really felt that way. We were like, wow, we feel like we took a week-long vacation and it was like 24 hours.
Good.
Because we were just in a different dimension. And like, we had a hotel, we had a pool and it was raining, but like, Sean kept going in the hot tub. And like, we came back. Yeah, of course. We came back home after dinner, fully went in the hot tub. Like, we just had so much fun.
And you drank alcohol.
Oh, I know. I drank an espresso martini.
Yeah. I drank on Friday and I was like, I'm so tired.
Oh, wait, I have a new idea for a cocktail situation. So you know how you could get like a double? Like if you want a vodka soda, you could be like, kind of a double vodka soda and they'll give you double the amount of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I want something to be called a petite.
Oh.
Because, for example, Jill and I, we only had like a half hour to get a drink and then we had to go to our reservation. So I was like, we got one espresso martini and had the guy split it into two glasses. And it was the perfect little amount. And I know most people like love to drink, so they wouldn't really order a petite. But I actually love the idea of if you want a sugary cocktail, but you don't want the full thing. Or if you just want like a taste of something.
Yes.
I love the idea of being able to get like a half cocktail.
Wait, I love that idea.
Isn't it a good idea?
Yes. Or it's like if you want like a petite instead of a double or a half, it's like give me half a shot and the same amount of like soda water or whatever.
Yes.
I think that's such a good idea.
I think, me too.
I would totally do that.
Especially for like an espresso martini.
Or like a smaller glass of wine versus like a 6 ounce. Like give me three or like four instead of nine.
Exactly. Because sometimes it's like an after dinner drink and you don't want a full cocktail.
Yes. I was having this conversation with my friend's fiance this weekend because they also came to town. And like I like the act of drinking is like a social thing. I don't really care if it's alcohol or not, but like I like the taste of beer. Like I like decaf coffee. Like I like the taste of coffee. And he was like, oh, so like you'll drink alcohol or non-alcoholic beer when you're out. And I'm like, yes, because I actually like the taste, but it also feels like I'm like doing something social.
Yeah.
But I love this idea of a petite.
I think it's really good.
Let's go order some.
And then one last thing before I move on and we talk about your weekend was I finally nailed down a clinic that I'm going to be working with to freeze my eggs.
Amazing. Yay. In LA, like in the East Coast?
In New York. So it's we're going to be working with Spring Fertility. I went and had a consultation with them. And like before we decided to work together, we wanted to make sure that I was like comfortable with their doctors and their process. And like I found it to be really like enlightening. They had, which I really liked because they had an entire like PowerPoint that they walked me through about like fertility and percentages and ages and the whole process like was spelled out really clearly, which I think is beneficial because a lot of people have no idea about the process.
When I did it, I had no clue. None.
Luckily, Chai's eating her bra. I call it her harness.
Luckily, she's so damn cute.
Luckily, I had a little bit because I've known so many friends and people that have gone through it.
Yeah.
But the average person, I really don't think knows much.
No, and they don't teach us this stuff. Like,
no.
PCOS, like the fertility of your eggs, the follicles, everything. Like, the medication you have to take.
Which how do they good. Look? It was, she like said that she thinks I had, like, had ovulated on one side, so I probably had less. Mm. But I had average for my age, which makes me feel really good and happy. It makes me also feel like this is the right time to be doing this.
Yeah.
And I am going to be working with them in, I just emailed them back today about potentially freezing my eggs in May.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, there's a chance that I might never have to use these eggs that I'm freezing, and that would be a blessing. But there's also a chance that I try to get pregnant in a few years and I have trouble and I need to use them. So for me, it's just like knowledge is power, and I know I want kids for certain, and I don't want to ever be in the situation where I'm not able to because I wasn't proactive in my younger years. So I'm really just doing this like for myself.
100%. It changes like the entire dynamic, at least in my opinion. It was like, I know that I have them. I know that I'm fertile. I, you know, it's like peace of mind.
You take the, it takes and the pressure off.
Like for me, I feel very fortunate. Like it worked out very well for me. Like I'm extremely fertile, which I kind of knew based on my family history. Like there's a lot of women in my family that had kids well into their 40s even.
That's great.
But like, I think what I said when I started the process to my friends was like, I just want peace of mind. And that for me was really either way. If they were like, you're not fertile, then I can reframe my mindset. Like, I want to be a mom. The definition of mom is so broad for me, like whether it was adoption or whatever. And I just wanted to have that peace of mind. And it made me feel so much better.
That's what I feel like. Knowledge really is power. And I'm just excited to move forward with this.
Good.
I mean, and I was able to find out that I could do this before my fibroid surgery. So now I'm shifting things. I'll do this summer, my fibroid surgery in the fall. And I just feel good that I finally like have answers, and
yes,
it will be good.
Good.
So tell me about your lovely weekend.
I mean, I had friends in town. What else is new?
I know. You know, I was thinking, I haven't had a friend in town in a while.
I've had one. So I calculated this. I'm like, I've had them since the middle of February, like right after Valentine's Day. And the only weekend I didn't was the weekend that I moved, the first weekend of March. So it's been like 5 or 6 weeks.
Wow.
In the 7 weeks that have passed that I've had people here. And that's great. I think next year I'm going to be like, here's the window. You all come at the same time and we'll do something bigger. Because what I also realized is like, I need downtime on the weekends. I'm really busy during the week. We always have events. Yeah. I have events with work. Like, I want to be social, but like, I need my weekend time. And so much of that time gets eaten up trying to entertain people or meet them or whatever. And it's like, it's just a lot. And it's expensive. And I love you all, but I'm just like,
you need a break.
I need a break. Like, that's too much. Like, 6 weeks in a row is a lot.
It's a lot. And I also feel like when I have guests in town that it feels like Groundhog's Day, because a lot of them want to do the same thing. Like, especially when I lived in West Hollywood, it was like
I want to go to Craig's, I want to go to Air One,
let's go to
Malibu for the day.
I was like, it is Groundhog's Day.
The LA basic bitch itinerary, I'm telling you. And it's so fun, I get it, but it's so there's a couple of things I realized, and I think that I want to say them because I think it's a really good preface into our topic of the day. Is like, I realized that I've been like back on dating apps and things like that. And it's like, I haven't like gone on a single date in these last 6 weeks, even though I've like talked to people and made plans. It's always
like,
because I don't have time. And I'm like, I actually really need to prioritize like my needs. And I was
making time
I was saying to my friend, it's like, I have free time, but none of it is my own time because I'm always entertaining people. And this is like not meant to like rag on anybody. I'm so happy to do this.
Yeah.
But it's like,
it was plans that you
I
made
need to be better, to be like, actually, I'm not free that weekend. Yeah. Like, I need that for myself. So even my friends were here this weekend. I saw them Friday night. I saw them Saturday during the day. And I was like, Saturday night, like, I need to be at home. Like, I'm exhausted. I had my team from work here in town all week. So I had dinners Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then Friday, like with my friend who came into town, it's like,
oh, I would die.
We had an event on Wednesday. I was just like, I need a day because my family comes this Friday and then I go to Coachella on Monday until the 22nd of April. So I'm just like, I need to say no to hanging out with you. Like, I saw you Friday. I saw you Saturday. I love you. I'm coming home in 2 weeks. Like, I need a day to myself.
Yeah.
And so I did that, which was great.
You're making progress.
It's so hard for me.
I know.
I had somebody else write me on Instagram and they were like, I'm going to be in town this week. I'm like, no,
I can't.
I have an event on Thursday. My family comes Friday. I have an event tonight. Like, no.
Who did I just say that? It was you. You were like, you want to go to an event. And I said, like,
it's the event I have on Thursday.
Yeah. You said, you want to go to an event with me? And it was a Must Hollywood. And I said to you, I'm going to say no instead of saying yes and canceling on Wednesday.
Right.
Because I know myself. And when Thursday rolls around, I'm going to be like, you did too much this week. Why did you say yes to this event? And I don't want to cancel last minute. Correct. So I proactively was
I'm just going
to say no because I know when Thursday comes around, I'm going to be like, why are you driving all the way to West Hollywood today? So, like, correct. I'm even trying to be better at it because
it's hard.
I have a lot going on as well, like with the move coming up and all of these things. And I totally understand that and relate to that. I think we could just pivot into this week's topic, which is dating. And I did write down some things here that I did want to talk about. I think there are the obvious things like the apps and all of that. But I think the topic that you and I have talked about privately that I want to also publicly talk about and dive into a little bit deeper is the conversation around checking in on your single friends without being patronizing, because I've expressed to you before that when I was single, I had sometimes felt both ways. I felt like there were moments when my friends just never even asked about my dating life that it made me feel really shitty because it was just always like, how's work? Any updates? And I think they were waiting for me to take the lead. And there were times when I really didn't have updates to share, but that always kind of made me feel shitty. I was like, I would love someone to check in on me and be like, hey, I know you're alone this holiday. Like, do you need a friend? And I really didn't find that people did that for me. But then the flip side of the coin is there are times when people do check in on you and it could sound patronizing.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're alone, but like, so my question is, and I don't know the answer because I don't even know how I felt when I was single, is how could people check on their single friends in a respectful way that's not making them feel uncomfortable or like even more sad if they are sad?
I mean, I think first and foremost, like you don't have to preface it like I know you're alone. Just be like, hey, it's Easter. Do you want to join like us for lunch or whatever? Or, you know, we're going to my family or we're having these people over. Do you want to join us? I think that's it's as simple as like, do you want to join us? You don't have to be like, I know you're alone. Like it's okay.
But I feel like when I was single, I did want people to ask, like, I did want people to acknowledge sometimes that I was like, not having a partner to share things with. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it just felt like you spend so much time celebrating your friends that are, like, getting engaged and having baby showers and bridal showers. And I just sometimes wanted people to, like, acknowledge that I had other things going on in my life, too.
Yes. I think I find this really interesting because I actually, on the other side of that coin, like, wouldn't want, like, I don't care if somebody acknowledges that I'm alone. Like, I feel so whole. In who I am and like by myself, which I think is really important for me.
Yeah.
That like, I don't need you to like acknowledge, like, I don't care if you ask me about my dating, like if I have something to share with you, I'll tell you. So I also find that really interesting. So
maybe it was just a personal thing to me.
Yeah. And like, it's personal to me, but I think first of all, that's just like your friends knowing who you are.
Yeah.
I think what I would say that which again is really funny is like, what I don't appreciate is like my friends that are in relationships or whatever. And it's like the only thing they ask me about is my dating life.
Or I agree.
If they get into relationships, it's like they fall off the face of the earth. Like I never hear from them. You know what I mean?
No, until I do agree with that.
Something goes wrong in their relationship, then suddenly I'm responsible for keeping their head above water when they're like going through their turmoil. But it's like, this has to be a two-way street. Like, I think that's a big thing is making sure that relationships feel consistently like a two-way street.
Yeah, or when you keep telling someone, like, nope, I'm not dating right now. I'm not focusing on it. And every time you see them, they're like, any updates? It's like, well, I just told you last week.
Yeah, so like, instead I'm not of that, focusing like, on that, why don't you be like, let's go out and grab drinks. Like, talk to people, like, whether you're focusing it or not. Like, pivot the narrative. You know what I mean? Like, as the friend, pivot the narrative. Be like, well, like, cool. Do you want to go grab a drink? Like, let's go out and, like, do something social, you know? And I know that I think this is the other thing, too. I think just, like, in any dynamic, oftentimes when people get in a relationship, because I've done this too, it's like, I've definitely done the like falling off the face of the earth in the love bubble thing. But I also think like, you think that you like every like your life is like so all consuming that you don't ever think like, maybe I should say that Friday night, like, can I go to dinner with so-and-so? Cause I know that they're single. Like, I don't have to be like with my partner or not doing anything cause I have a partner. Like, you also can put yourself out there for your friend, which I think is super important.
Yeah. I feel like that's one thing I really tried to do in this relationship is I very intentionally, when I moved to LA, was like, I don't want to meet someone until I establish a friend group because I want my life here. Yeah. I want my friends here. I don't want to meet someone and then just become friends with like their friends' girlfriends and that be my whole life. So now that I'm in a relationship and I still have a lot of single girlfriends, it's really important to me that I continue to like nurture those relationships because they were there for me when I was alone and had no one. So like, I think that comes with age, though, and having experience, because you're like, oh, I don't like when all my friends did that to me, so, like, why would I do it to them?
So, I'll also argue, though, like, I feel like it's not, I feel like it's, like, age, but I just think that certain people are a certain type of way, and you just have to accept them.
It's some personality
but
traits.
But I think in accepting them, it's also very okay for you as an individual to be, like, I like want to be here for you, but like I'm not gonna break my back. Like that's one thing my therapist said to me that like I will always carry with me is like I will bend my back for people, but I will never break my back for them. Or bend over backwards for people, but I will never break my back for them.
Yeah.
And it's like my favorite saying because it was such an aha moment for me. And I think that happens a lot with people that get in relationships and then drop off the face of the earth, and then when that relationship ultimately doesn't work out, because I think a lot of the factor of falling off the face of the earth means like they're in a toxic relationship.
Yeah, honestly.
Like when they don't have that balance.
Especially if your partner doesn't want you to have that friend time.
Yes. And so when like things come back around the fold, their expectation of you dropping what you're doing to be their like solo companion or whatever, set that boundary and like remind yourself that it's okay that like you still continue to have your life despite somebody quote unquote needing you. And like I've justified it, and maybe this isn't the right thing. I've been like, they weren't there for me when I needed them, and I vocalized that. Like I wasn't a priority, so like I don't need to make them a priority. And that sucks.
No, it's true.
But it's true.
It's true. And it's also like we're at the point where I don't know, like I also want my friend time.
Yes.
Like for example, I got my weekends mixed up. I had brunch last weekend with girlfriends, and I thought it was this it was 2 weekends ago. I thought it was this past weekend, and I was going to Palm Springs. And I was prepared to drive back early in the morning Sunday to go to brunch with my girlfriends and make it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be there with my friends. And I was going to have my weekend with Sean and then have brunch with my friends. And that was, like, really important to me. It turns out I got the weekends wrong, so I was able to do both completely fine. But it was something that I was like willing to prioritize. But yeah, I just do think it's an interesting topic because I'm sure there are people listening that are like me that wished more friends had asked. And then I'm sure there are more friends that are like, I don't need you to ask, but just be a good friend.
So may I ask, like, why did you want them to ask? Like, I explained, like, why I didn't care if they asked, I guess. But like, why? Like, I'm genuinely curious if you're open to sharing.
I think it's a double-edged sword because part of me wanted them to ask, but part of me didn't because I didn't have any updates to share, and that also felt kind of shitty. But I think part of me just wanted to feel recognized, too, for things outside of my work.
Got it.
Like, I felt like everyone else, it was more on, like, an emotional level. I wanted people to be like, how are you? Are you okay that you're single? Why aren't you dating? Why? Is it hard out? Like, it was more just like that genuine care of, I felt like I was so invested in their babies and their weddings and
that
their marriages.
That genuine empathy back.
Yes. And it was like, I'm genuinely happy for them. So it's like, I want them to genuinely understand that maybe I'm not in the same position.
Okay. I understand that. That's so interesting that it's like, you were like, I don't feel 100% happy, for lack of a better term. And I want you to acknowledge that.
Yes.
And I want to know that, like, you care and you're here for me because I feel there's, like, something missing.
Like, clearly I'm lonely.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like, you not asking me doesn't make me feel any better.
But it makes me know that, like, you're aware. Like, it's them being aware of it.
But now I find that I'm on the opposite end where I find it really hard to, like... So, for example, I have a friend back home who's single, mm-hmm. and she's not interested in dating at all right now. And, like, I kind of love that. But she's very, like, yeah, I'm so happy with my life. Like, I'm not interested in dating. And so I don't really ask her that much because she's so open about it and we talk about it. And the other day we were on the phone and I said to her, I'm like, are you trying to date at all? Just because we hadn't checked in about it in a few weeks. And she was like, no, still the same. And I was like, okay, good. I was like, yeah, I hope you don't mind that I'm asking. And she was like, no, I think it's great that you asked. Like, and we just had that like open line of communication.
Yep.
And I kind of explained to her, I'm like, yeah, sometimes when I was single, like I felt this way. And she was like, no, I don't feel that way. So I'm like, okay, good to know. I'll continue to ask you and check in.
To your point, it's like, it's exactly what we're saying. It's like, you as my friend would ask me and I'm like, I like appreciate that you ask, yeah. but like, I'm good and I'll let you know if I'm not. But you've created a space where I feel comfortable coming to you if I'm like, truly really lonely today.
Yeah.
Whereas like, there are certain friends that are so like insular once they get in a relationship that's like, I don't even want to talk to you about it.
Yeah, like, oh, I have no desire to open up to you of all people because like,
yeah.
you're just not the kind of person that's made it feel comfortable to go to those things with.
But I think like, first of all, I will say you do a really good job of like staying in touch with your friends, even in like being in a new relationship. And I'm curious, do you think that it's because you're kind of like semi-long distance, like you have more, like, do you think if you were always together, it would be the same?
I've thought about this before myself because I never want to be that person that's like, I can hang out tonight because he's busy.
Yeah.
And I actually don't think it's why, because there's a lot of times when I will leave him here at my apartment and still go do my thing.
Because
we're long distance.
Yeah.
Like, so the last weekend when I went to brunch, I was like, stay at my apartment so I could see you when I'm home. I went out for 4 hours and then I came home and we hung out the rest of the night.
Yeah. And or like the night you got pasta, which I still
Yeah, exactly. Like, I literally was out all day. Yeah. And then I came home and he was still here. I'm like, okay, let's hang out.
Let's go get full beat. Yeah. Let's get pasta.
So like, I actually think I've just realized it's really important to me, but I also think I'm with a partner that makes me feel like
empowered to do that
and secure. Like, I don't feel like I need to see him every waking second because I might lose him. He's going to walk away. That is something
I would love. Like, I would love somebody to break that down.
Yeah, I think that's honestly part of it. I'm like, oh, he doesn't care. And it would be the same, like, it's kind of hard because he moved here, like, a few months before me. And with his work schedule, he didn't have the opportunity to make as many friends here.
Yeah.
Because I work from home. Like, I have way more free time. Mm-hmm. Like, he can't really, like, go join, like, intramurals. Like, he's working, like, 12-hour days.
Yeah.
So he hasn't really had the opportunity. And, like, we see his friends when we can. Like, but his friends live back home or far away. So he doesn't have that opportunity. And just because he doesn't, he still wants me to have that.
Yes.
You know?
For sure.
So we just try to make it work. And then I invite him and include him, like, when I can, when it's right and the time feels fine.
Yeah.
But I think I'm just aware. I think I'm too hyper aware of the things that people did.
When you were single?
Yes.
I don't think it's too. I think it's actually really nice. And again, I know how much of an empathetic person you are. So I think it speaks a lot to your character.
Thank you.
And I think it's important to you. So you like are very mindful of it. But I don't think it's too much.
Because I'm the kind of person.
Don't worry. You're not like blowing up my phone or anything.
Well, I'm the kind of person that like if someone did something I didn't like, I try to do the opposite. I'm like, oh, that made me feel shitty. So like,
yeah,
I'm going to try to not do that. So I feel like I go out of my way to like try to like learn from others. But
I'm also LOLing because I'm just like, I love how I'm like, it's been 6 weeks. I haven't had a chance to date. I literally like ended something with somebody right after Valentine's
Day.
Your girl's just like ready to go, you know?
I think that feels, honestly though, the last time we spoke, you weren't like, you were like,
I was in a totally, yeah. I had way too many things on the list you were
like,
before.
I don't have time to date right now. Yeah. Like, I can't focus on it. Whereas it's nice to hear you be like, I'm ready.
It's because we talked about this too. I don't know if it was like on the podcast or not, but it was like the moving and that space swallowing me. I did not love, like, I'm so much happier even in the month I've been in this
space. It changes everything.
Even if it's like not perfect yet or whatever, like, I feel like I'm levitating.
Good.
I'm so much happier.
Oh, I'm such a believer in your space and your mind. It's so correlated. And I think that I don't even know if it's sometimes the physical space. Sometimes I think it's the mental of starting anew as well.
I think mine is a lot physical space. Because so much of the natural light piece was like a big thing of it. But like, yeah, I'm just so much happier.
Good. I think that's great that you feel ready, because I think like the energy that you put out there is the energy that you receive. And it's just also like science.
And I think like that situation was like very casual. So like, I've realized also, like, I'm ready again for, because that was like a long casual situation.
Yeah, and you're like, this is just wasting. It's just holding space.
It was holding space in a time when I felt not ready to be vulnerable and put myself out there and like find like an emotional chemistry that I really want. But I think I'm there now. So that's kind of how I've been like going on the apps. But what's been super interesting is like, I was writing my girlfriend at home because I was like talking to this one guy and I was like, oh my God, I have such a crush on him, but he's away right now and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I'm trying to like not make it that deep.
Like
plan I don't even know your this person.
With him before you've met.
Or like talk myself out of it. Like again, this is what I do. I don't go the plan my wedding life route. I go the like talk myself out of it route. Like
I love my peace. We're gonna look so hot together in pictures. Like I go the like fully picturing us like at our first dance.
Oh my God.
But yes, I 100% understand that.
Yeah.
I think though, that's the thing with apps. Like at the end of the day, they are kind of superficial. Because you're only seeing a picture, a job, an education level.
And I'm like, let's just go. That's the thing. I'm like, if you don't want to just like meet right away, well, I don't even care if it's like dinner, like let's get a cup of coffee, let's go for a walk. Like, just let's meet. Like, I want to meet you in person. If you're not teeing that up or like taking my hints or whatever, and I'm very traditional, I'm like, the guy needs to extend the ask at least first. Like, I'm like, unmatch, move on, I'm done, because like I am looking for something serious.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm here for.
You also want a person that's looking for something.
And I think somebody that's looking for something serious will want to meet right away. Unless they're, you know, like, and I'm not here, but let's meet at this date when I'm back. Like, fine, I'll talk to you, you know?
Yeah, because that's what I think was refreshing about like my first date with Sean. Like, I remember going into it being like, I'm going to be so myself and so honest about what I want.
Yeah.
And like, I always found it hard to say, I want this without the person thinking you want that with them when you don't know them yet.
Yes.
So I tried to word it. Like, I remember we both, first date, like, I don't know how it came up. I think we obviously just had chemistry and felt comfortable opening up to each other. But I remember just being like, yeah, like, I'm looking to date someone, but it needs to be the right person. I'm not just, so I would always preface it by saying like, I don't want to just date like Joe Schmo. I could go do that.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for a long-term relationship if the right person comes along. And correct. He was like, I feel the exact same way. So I already knew he wanted to meet someone. I wanted to meet someone.
You were on the same page before you met each other, and you were both comfortable with it working out or not working out if it was or wasn't right.
Yes, and there was another guy who I had talked to like a few days before I met Sean on a dating app, and we had a phone call. I know, we had a phone call, and he was like, it was so bad. And he was like, what are you looking for? And I said the same thing, and he's like, oh, like, I just want something casual. So that's okay, the thing. I'm like, not going to go on this first date
but
then.
Like, yeah, be free.
I don't
free,
want that.
You know?
I don't want a casual thing.
Correct. Last summer, like, I wanted something casual. That's what I found. It was great.
And it was perfect.
When that started to change and, like, he wanted something more serious, I was like, we're not on the same page.
Yeah.
So
rethink it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love ya. See you later.
Yeah. Not going to work out. So I think just being super upfront with, like, your expectations from the beginning, because the right person will want the same things at the same time.
Yes.
Like, I had someone write into my Instagram yesterday about timing, and I was like, I don't believe timing is a thing. Like, I think the right person will make the time work.
Yes.
I know, it's controversial.
But I think timing is the right thing. I think timing is the sense of, like, you, like, what we just said, like, you have to be in your right timing, and that person has to be in their right timing, and it has to align enough. Or, like, you have to feel it enough to go the distance.
I mean, in the sense of someone being like, I don't have enough time to date you. It's like, make the time.
That is different.
Yes. You make the time when you want to see someone.
Please, if this man that I was talking to lately, I'm like, if he was here, I'd be like, I'd be so tired and I would go meet this guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's exciting. Like,
exactly.
I'm interested, genuinely.
When
you
you're
know?
Interested, It doesn't matter if you're half asleep. Like, you make the time. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's always an excuse when someone's like, oh, I don't know, I'm too busy. It's like, well, then we're not a fit.
Yeah.
You'd make the time.
It says everything you need to know.
Let's see what else was on my little... Oh, I had a tip for approaching someone at a bar.
Okay.
That I wanted to share. I used to use this all the time at the Jersey Shore. Like, post-college, and I just thought it was iconic, and someone had written in asking me a tip on how to approach someone at a bar, and I think that this is the best pickup line. If you want to go up to a guy at the bar, you walk up to him, and you just be like, how do I know you? Like, where do I know you from?
Mm-hmm.
And it starts the whole conversation of, well, I don't know, I went to school here. Oh, I live on this side of town. Where do you live? Oh, where do you go to high school? And it starts conversation. And if a vibe is there, you will continue talking.
Yes.
If a vibe isn't, and they're just like, I don't know,
or like never looking met around, before,
then you know they're not into you. It's a good way to like easily know if you're going to get like, if you're going to keep talking or if they're going to like let you down gently without putting yourself out there and going up to them and being like, hey, I'm really interested in you. Are you single? Just ask them. Just be like, I feel like I've met you before, and play the name game. And I think it's such an easy in.
I love that. That's a good one. It's good, right? Maybe I should test it.
No, I'm telling you, there's no harm, no foul.
Because
the least thing, the other thing they could just say is like, I don't think we've met. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, have a good night.
Yeah.
Sorry. I must be mistaking you with somebody else.
But if they're interested in you and want to talk to you and like your energy and think you're cute, regardless.
They'll go with it.
Regardless, they're going to be like, I don't know, but like, what's your name? Let's get to know each other.
You're right.
It's such a good line.
It's a really good one.
I
like that. Now I want to go out and use that.
I think it's perfect. Like, it's just no harm, no foul. You don't get rejected. You leave with your ego intact.
Yeah. I think, too, the beginning of dating, like I said, like, with these, like, guys and, like, texting, and I'm like, it's not that deep. Like, stop overthinking it. It's just, like, check your ego at the door. Like, if they don't like you, move the fuck on. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you don't like them, move the fuck on. Stop trying to fit, like, a round peg into a square hole.
Also, just peace. If they don't like you, you don't want them.
Yes. And it doesn't mean anything about you. I think a lot of times people
forget. Why would
you
want to be with someone that doesn't like you? I've never gotten that concept.
I don't know, man.
Okay, we have to move into pop culture.
I know.
Because we only have a few minutes.
I know. This is such a quickie.
I know, guys. Sorry. We have busy work schedules today.
Did you listen to the Country Carter album?
Oh, of course.
Do you have a favorite song?
It's too long to like be like, oh, I know every single song on the album. You know what I mean? Why do you know every single song on the album?
No, but like, just like, I listen to it a lot.
No, I listen to it my whole ride to Palm Springs. Yeah. But obviously there's ones that I focus in on. I really love the collaborations.
I know, the Miley Cyrus one.
The Miley Cyrus one's fantastic. The chorus is a little repetitive, but I absolutely love it. I love the one with Post Malone. I think it is such a vibe.
It's so cute.
I love Jolene. I love a lot of them. I think it's really great. The only thing I will say, and like, I don't care, it could be in the country category. Like, I really don't care. It should be. I didn't really get like a super country vibe from it. But I know that there are country elements, like the music in the background and stuff. But to me, it still wasn't like country. But I think it's fantastic. I don't care what it is.
I think it's more, I love country music. I think it's like country because it's like grassroots country. I feel like you're thinking of more country pop, like a Morgan Wallen,
yes,
Sam Hunt, like Carrie Underwood. Like, that's more like pop country.
I think it's more, when I think of country, I think of the twang in your voice.
Yes.
Okay. Like Miley Cyrus, when they sing on that song, Miley's voice has that like little country twang.
Yeah.
Like, she has that. Like,
yes.
So for me, it's more
and
like
Post Malone
tone.
Has that a little bit Post too. Has
it. So for me, it's more just like Beyonce has a voice of an angel.
Yeah.
But to me, she has a very like sultry, like R&B, whatever type of voice, regardless of whatever category it's in. I think it's really great music.
I know.
God. Did you like it?
I'm obsessed with
it. Yeah, I think it's really good.
I love country music though. Like, I'm feral for country, low key. So like,
I know I like want to go to Stagecoach.
I know I'm not, because I'm like, same, I'm gonna be there for like 20 days. Yeah. I'm like, I can't spend another weekend here. But I definitely, next year we'll put on our list,
right? And maybe she'll headline next year or something cool.
Alyssa,
I know. I bet she'll definitely.
You're so right. Especially if she announces a tour,
100% she'll be a part of it. I think.
Oh my God, like stage bay. Like, I'm like,
wait. One thing really quickly I wanted to talk about was the Betty with the good hair situation with Jay-Z.
Oh, Becky.
Betty. Oh my God.
Betty's Taylor Swift.
Like, if Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce with this woman, allegedly,
there's no hope.
Why are we bashing the woman? I just don't get the whole thing.
So I think there was like a lot of discourse about this on the internet this weekend.
Oh, there was?
Yes.
Because I think there's two takeaways.
It's like,
bash your husband.
She did Lemonade, which is an entire album dedicated to dragging her husband.
Yeah, dragging.
So I feel like maybe they have a thing of being like, I'm going to get this out and then we're going to put it to bed. But like, everybody was just kind of like, girl, like,
what?
For this man? Like, people were like, it's like, I know this is my man's. Please don't take my man's or whatever. And they're like, him? And it was like the ugliest photo of Jay-Z.
No, that's kind of what I was just kind of like, but like, he did this. She doesn't owe you anything unless they're great friends. Like, we don't know the inner workings.
I know.
Or
I think there was some type of relationship.
Or unless she kept reaching out after, you know, like, there's probably something that made Beyonce
that
be
crossed.
Like, girl, stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was a little, yeah. A little misguided blame.
Yes, a little misdirected anger.
Yeah. Next topic, really quickly. Let's just go over like the top ones. I have caught up on Summer House.
Okay.
What do you have here about the after show?
So there was a thing on the after. So have you heard about these or seen these clips of these after shows? There's like after shows for Summer House, Vanderpump.
Like online, like, where they recap on Bravo.
Yeah. It's like they'll go and they'll talk about the episode and things like that. So there was an after show. I just saw a clip of it on like Queens of Bravo or something where it was like Kyle talking about Lindsay. And it was Carl and Kyle on the after show.
Oh, yes. I think I might have seen this.
And Kyle was like, for Lindsay to go on that like tour of like, I was blindsided, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, and then for her to, he's like, I don't know how she doesn't watch herself back and not realize how she contributed to your
breakdown.
Feeling like we shouldn't be together and get married. And I kind of like agree. I can't believe I'm saying this. Like, I agree with Kyle, but I always felt this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if Lindsay was trying to like, I also feel this way. Like, Scandoval had just happened, and like, was she trying to like float on like the coattails
of
that
and control the narrative?
But like, she is not coming off well. I don't know if it's an edit, I don't know if the reunion's gonna give us something else. Like, girlfriend needs a reality check, but
no,
like, I'm not putting it all on her. Like, Carl, also, like, you should never gotten in a relationship with not being sober for a year,
but he also, I feel like, see him trying to bend, being like, maybe it's me, maybe I'm and it's really insightful to see it go down, because you're like, why was Craig Conover the only one in the press that was like, yeah, I saw this coming? Why was everyone else like, I'm blindsided?
Craig,
it's like,
number one guy.
No wonder why Craig said that. Look at what's happening.
Yes.
But I guess the only people that really talked to the press, like, Jesse Solomon didn't, West didn't,
but
because we didn't know
all,
they were on the cast. Had they probably would have been like, fuck yeah, we saw this coming.
But also, what I found more interesting with the newbies is, like, the acknowledgement in the house. Like, people in the house are acknowledging it.
Yes.
And I feel like, justice for Danielle, because, like, who the fuck had her back last summer?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm so happy, because I always agreed with Danielle, and I'm glad these newbies are acknowledging it. But this also makes so much sense to me of, like, why Carl wanted cameras for them to break up.
I'm pretty sure he feels like she spins things, and he's like, this is the thing with someone like her. It's like, is she a master manipulator, or is her perception
off? Your perception is your reality. So, like,
yeah,
is her perception just so screwed?
Or is she having the same perception as us and then spinning it? Like, I don't know which one it
is. Yeah, like, is she panicking and trying to save face?
Yes.
And she just thinks she's so good at it.
Or is her perception just completely different than
his? I don't know.
You know?
That's a question for her therapist.
I don't know either, but it's interesting watching it. I still think that Danielle last season was wrong, in the sense that I think when two people know each other for like 7 years and get engaged after a year, I think that's really a fine timeline in terms of like dating timeline, knowing each other. I understand why things would move faster in that situation.
I agree, but where I didn't, and this was like agnostic to Danielle, was like, it is like one of the first rules of AA that you should not get into a relationship in your first year of being in the program. And they did.
Yeah.
And they got engaged in their first year of him being in the program. And that was my red flag.
Especially when she isn't like me and is someone like, whereas like I could be sober.
And yeah. It wouldn't and she me. Like stopped drinking with him, but then she yeah. started drinking again.
Like, especially when she and, has like, her own issues around alcohol in terms of like the way she handles situations yes, and yeah. stuff.
So that's what I was like, I know.
Crazy. All right. We have time for like one more little thing.
Did you watch Vanderpump Villa?
I didn't have time.
Okay.
Is it great?
I watched. It is a goddamn mess in the best way.
Okay.
Please like save it for your weekend if you want to like chill. I think Sean will like it. Like it is like oh, Below Deck meets Vanderpump Rules, like meets Summer House. It's
and so like good. Is the cast attractive and cool and great yes. and stylish, yeah. all those things.
There's like okay, there's like cast that you'll be like, oh, I feel like the compare to like these Vanderpump people, and there's people that you're like rooting for, and there are people you're like, gosh, you're
it's like the typecast of the original crew.
Kind of. Some of it, and then some of them are just like really lovely, and then some of them you're like, you are a hot mess express, and that makes for really good TV.
Okay, I'm excited.
Watch it.
I'm even behind on the Valley. I'm behind on all of my Bravo I know. Shows.
I'm behind on everything, but I prioritize this one because I saw it. And
I know.
I was like, damn, I'm so it. Curious. I need
to watch it. And then the other thing was there was the Bachelor finale. And then they did have this thing come out about the Golden Bachelor that him and his wife are living separately, which is interesting.
I know. I mean, I go back and forth on this because, A, I don't actually think they like each other. I think they just got married for TV.
How did they get married? Yeah.
The money, because they got married on TV. Of course. The man needs the money.
I just can't picture people, like, that age, like, doing stuff for fame.
See, I can. It's not fame. It's the money. It's like, what do they care?
True. So true. I was like, what do they care? Like,
what do they care? I'm 78 years old. You're going to cut me, what, $500K to get married on TV? Okay. That's money for my kids.
No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting, especially when you're like retired and you don't have income coming in.
You're like, whatever.
That is so funny.
I mean, I would do it.
I feel weird about it because it's like, I felt like they were literally the golden. Like, he was like so beloved.
Enamored.
And now I look at him and I'm just like, are you who you say you are?
No. It's giving Dirty John in such a serious way. I'm just like, I cannot look at you the same, Jerry.
But then it's like, did the media do this to him? Like, are we just those people that like love to tear people down?
I mean, I don't really think he got teared down. Like, he got... Like, he wasn't canceled or anything. I think he just...
They did try to cancel him.
They for tried, being like a player. Like, I don't think anybody really cared.
It's like, what are we going to go after, Grandpa?
I'm going to go ahead and get married on TV and Teresa. Maybe I'll swindle you, but... Crazy. I don't know. It's crazy.
Crazy, crazy. All right. Well, I think that's it for this week.
That's it for this week.
Perfect.
I love you.
I love you.
Wait, next week, I'm like, tell me all the reasons why you think I'm single.
Wait, the people writing in?
No. You.
Oh, me. Oh, I don't think there's any reasons.
Oh, you sound like my mom.
No, I'm dead serious. I don't think there's any reason why anyone's single versus not. I just think it's timing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's, like, any character things.
See, but this is where I also am, like, I look at somebody like Lindsay and what we know of her from Summer House. It's like, I know why you're single. I don't act that way, but I'm like,
no, I'm the opposite. I'm like, how are you always in relationships? Mm-hmm. That's what I don't get.
I mean, I think some of these men love the crazy chicks.
I think.
Oh, no.
I was about to just poop on the pillow. Uh-oh. I think it's like, yeah, like, okay, I hate to say it, like Kristen Doty. Mm-hmm. She has serial boyfriends.
Yeah.
But I think you could be with someone like the men that she's with. But you don't choose don't not want to be. And that's how I felt when I was single. It goes back to, I could be with Joe Schmo.
Yes.
But I'm not going to settle for him.
That is so fair. Like, I think that's why. Yes.
It's called a high worth woman. High value woman.
Andrew Tate.
Is that where that's from?
Yes. It's like a misogynistic high value man.
No, they say high value, but can't there be high value women?
I mean, not in his world.
Well, in my world.
Yes. Alyssa Tate. And that's all the time we have for this week.
Oh my God. That is so funny. I was wondering where I got that from.
Yeah.
I think because you said it once on a podcast joking about him.
No, all right, guys. Good. Well, also the last plug. If you don't follow us on TikTok, you show me. Our TikTok is popping off.
I know.
Listen Lex on TikTok. Obviously follow us on Instagram too. We have
like 700,000 views on one video.
But like
80,000.
Our TikTok. I love that.
We're killing it.
So give us a follow.
Before it goes away.
No, we'll pivot to Canada.
All right, guys. We will see you next
week. See you next Tuesday.
Bye.